It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Sensible Health Solutions. My name is Dr. Scott Looper. I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. And today we're going to be talking about exercise. And I want to start off by saying that exercise is the single most powerful tool in creating health. And that might be debatable. You know, people think about, food and sleep and, medications and whatever. There's a zillion things out there that have an impact on your health, vitamin D, stuff like that. But really, the thing that helps the most, that makes the biggest difference, is blood flow. In order to be healthy, you got to have blood flow. Blood brings oxygen, it brings nutrition, it removes waste products, it regulates by bringing in hormones, neurotransmitters. I mean, the whole kit and caboodle runs on blood flow, and blood flow is most strongly influenced, manipulated, to improve, maybe is a better word, by exercise. Now, it shows up in interesting ways, because if you look at the treatment of diseases and you compare different aspects of that treatment, it turns out that the exercise is the one that's the most powerful in coming up with positive outcomes, like, surviving. So when you look at the treatment of cancer, I mean, clearly chemo and radiation are super important and really lifesavers. Yet when you get down to looking at what makes a difference over time with groups of people, the people that exercise the most have a greater impact on their survival than the people who exercise the least compared to anything else. That is, chemo doesn't have such a strong reaction, radiation doesn't have such a strong reaction, food doesn't have such a strong reaction, and exercise has the strongest reaction. So if you want to overcome your illness, cancer being an example, but there's lots and lots of other examples, for many of these illness, most of them, in fact, exercise turns out to be a key. Turns out to be a linchpin. So the thing about exercise is any amount of exercise is helpful. I mean, if you park at the other side of the parking lot and then increase your walk into the grocery store, you're actually getting some measurable benefit from that. If you take a little extra moment to brush your hair in the morning and you brush it longer and more vigorously, that's measurable. You actually get benefit from that. So it doesn't take a lot of exercise to get the benefits of exercise, but it's not even. That is, if you get some exercise and you get a little help and you get more exercise and you get more help and you get, as you increase your exercise, you get more and more benefit from it. It doesn't work like that. There's benefit all the way across from, a tiny little bit of exercise to massive amounts of exercise, but there's a change in the rate of benefit at a certain point. It's like there's a fairly low but measurable improvement until you get to a certain intensity over a certain period of time. We'll talk about that here in a moment, what those numbers are. And then you step up. You do a big step up, and everything runs better. It's almost like when you're in the way I think of it is when you're in a boat, on a lake or on the river, and you're kind of, chugging along, blah, 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 and you're going along and you're moving, but you're not really going very fast, and you hit the gas and you're pushing a lot of water and you're moving faster, but you're not really going that fast. And then suddenly you come out of the water, you get up on step and you start skimming and you fly. That's what I'm talking about, where you put a little more input into the exercise and you get a lot more out of it. And that's when you get into a regular aerobic routine and you exercise long enough to get it to where your blood flow increases, not for the moment, but for the day. That's the difference. If you can exercise enough to get your blood flow to increase for a whole day, and you can, then you get benefit for the whole day and the night. It just keeps going on. And then you exercise the next day, and you do it enough to generate this reaction that causes your blood flow to go day and night. And then you live differently. Your body gets the oxygen that it needs. It gets the nutrition that it needs. It gets the waste product removal that it needs. Everything runs better. It wasn't that it wasn't running before. It just wasn't running optimally. And now, once you get up enough exercise, everything runs correctly, and you can feel it. The reason why we're talking about this today is because I'm thinking, what can I do to really make a difference in your all life? So for you guys to actually do something that really makes a difference, where you actually feel better and you get more out of life and you enjoy life, then this is the thing. Now, there's lots of things that we can do. You take vitamin D and it's better. You eat well and it's better. You sleep well at night, it's better. You have meaning and purpose in your life, it's better. But nothing equals the intensity of benefit that you get from the exercise. Okay, now, exercise is not one thing, though. It turns out to be lots of things. And so let's organize it in a practical way so that you'll know what to do. Kind of how to proceed on the exercise. How much do I need? What kind of exercise? And you know, what's the research say? Where's the real benefit, right? And so let me start off with the biggest bang for your buck exercise is going to be aerobic exercise. That is the kind of exercise where you get into motion and you stay in motion for a period of time. Your blood flow is moving faster while you're doing this exercise. You maintain that increased blood flow for, again, a period of time, and the effect lasts for 24 hours. That period of time varies from person to person, and it varies within one person by the intensity of the exercise that you bring into it. If the exercise is more intense, the effect tends to last longer. If it's less intense, the effect tends to last the shorter. And for most people, a realistic goal to get this increased blood flow to last for 24 hours is about a half an hour of aerobic exercise. Now, that's a minimum. It's not always enough for everybody. But for most people, half an hour is going to be enough. And the intensity needs to be somewhere around 65-70% of your aerobic maximum. There's some math involved in this, but that tends to run around 110, 120 beats per minute, somewhere around there, depending on your age. If you're older, it's lower. If you're younger, it's higher. But that's a good thing to shoot for. Somewhere between 110 and 120. Not particularly fast, but not particularly slow either. So if you're going to go on a walk, you can't stroll. You got to really move. You got from point A to point B and just crank it. Even better is if you can find a hill and then walk up the hill. And then you get more because you're going uphill, and the whole thing becomes more intense just because you're going uphill, and you get a more of a heart rate effect. Your heart rate goes up more, and you reap the benefits of the exercise. Now, the other thing to consider is, well, there's the likelihood of you actually doing that. You know, some people are just, you know, motivated, and they care, and they're conscientious, and some people are not. They're less so. Or they're in pain. Or they're sleep deprived, or they're depressed and they're in despair, or they have cancer. There's lots of reasons for people not to exercise. Lots and lots of reasons for people not to exercise. So I want to address that as well and try to have you do a certain kind of exercise that will increase your health enough to where it becomes much, much easier to do the aerobic exercise. Now, the aerobic is key, but it's not necessarily key, because it's not key unless you do it. And if you don't do it, and lots of people don't, most people, in fact, don't get aerobic exercise, then you don't get any benefit from it. So here's what I suggest. I suggest that what you do is you take time in the morning when you wake up, or after you wake up, rather, and you warm up. And you do a warm-up. It's not aerobic. It's not enough to decrease your chances of, you know, heart attacks and stroke and cancer much. But it's enough to make a difference in the quality of your life, enough that the chances of you going out and doing something goes up immensely because you're warmed up and you feel good and you're better than you were before. So it's the way to do this is a step at a time. You don't want to go straight to the perfect version because it's hard and it's wrenching. The change is too much. It's better if you take a step at a time and kind of ease into it. The chances of it working goes way up. The chances of it resulting in actually you feeling better goes way up. So here's what I suggest you do. Start off by doing a warm-up. Now, this warm-up needs to be very relaxed, very easy, very gentle, and last 10 minutes. That's what I recommend, to set a timer and do it for 10 minutes. And the warm-up needs to gently warm up all the parts of your body. It needs to warm up your shoulders and your hips and your legs and your arms and your back and your front and your neck and your spine and every part of you. And so what you do is you do something simple, something that's fairly easy to do, like some of the exercises that you learned at school. The calisthenics, that would be fine. That would work just fine. Or if you took a Tai Chi class and you know how to do some Tai Chi stuff, again, that works perfectly fine. Or if you have some yoga stuff that you know, or Pilates, or some just common sense stretching, that'll work fine too. Really, it's up to you to find the things that you feel good about and then do those. Now, how I recommend you do it is when you wake up in the morning, you just go take care of your business, and then the next thing you do is you do, for example, you can go on your hands and knees and just stretch. Just do a simple stretch. Stretch your arms out. Sit back on your heels for a moment. Turn from side to side. Arch your back up and arch your back down. And warm up all the parts of your body. Warm up your joints, warm up all your back, and warm up your parts so that it's easy and natural to go on and do the next thing. There's a name for this particular thing I'm telling you to do here. In yoga, they call it a cat-cow. But it's really just more common sense kind of warm-up is what it is. Now, cat-cow means cows tend to have their back settle, go low. So you arch down, that's a cow. And then cats, when you get them upset, they arch their back out, and then that's the cat part of it. So you go alternating between the cat and the cow. But it's not so much doing it according to the book, it's doing it to how it feels for you on the inside. So an important part of this is for you to check in with your body. It's not like you're trying to check stuff off the list and just bang them out. What you're doing is you're going slow enough so that you can feel how your body's working on the inside. You pay attention. You notice that, like your shoulder hurts when you do that turn thing. And so what you do is you do that carefully. You do it slowly. You do that with thought. And you just be really careful not to get hurt. If it hurts, don't do it. Just be gentle with yourself. Now, at the same time, you also want to think, well, how can I get warmed up? So you want to do enough, if you're going to do, let's say, I give a simple exercise. You're taking your arm and you reach it out to either side, and then you make these circles, and you just circle. You circle forward, you do that 10 times, and then you circle backward, and you do that 10 times. And it's a pretty easy thing to do, unless you got a shoulder problem. And if you got a shoulder problem and your arm's stuck out all the way out, that's a long lever, and that's too much stress on your shoulder. So what you want to do is you want to bend your arm, bring it in, bend at the elbow, and now do those little circles. Now they're a lot easier because you don't have a long lever. You have a short lever. So there's a little bit of movement, and you can control how much strain is on your shoulder by controlling how long the lever is. See, that's the point I'm making, which is pay attention to how you feel, then adapt your exercise, making it harder or making it easier so that you warm up that part of your body, but you don't hurt it. So it's good, kind of a rule of thumb is to do whatever you're doing, do 10 of them. 10 of these little circles to the front, 10 of these little circles to the back, and then go on to the next thing. For example, here's another one, is you roll on your back. Now, you didn't even get up. You're still on your hands and knees. You roll on your back, and then you put your feet in the air, and you ride a bicycle. That is, your feet, you pedal like you're riding a bicycle. Now, some people, this is super, super easy. Good. Excellent. It's a great thing to do because it strengthens your abdominals. Other people, this is really, really hard. So what you do, again, the way to make it easier or harder is you just do one leg at a time. If it's hard, just bring one leg up and make a bicycle, make a circle in the air with your foot on one side and do it 10 times. And then put that one on the ground, brace, and then bring your other foot and move it in a circle 10 times. And you could go to 10 times to the front and then 10 times to the back. And then you get a little bit more out of it. And if you want to get more out of it still, then you could put your hands behind your head and bring yourself up a little bit, kind of squinchy up your top of your abdomen. Bring your shoulders up off the floor. And again, you can increase the intensity that way. Or if you need to, if that's hard and you don't want to do it, it doesn't feel good, then what you do is you lay back and decrease the intensity. So the way this works is works best is if it turns out that you are the person who chooses the intensity, you are the person that gets to make this more or less based on, you know, who you are, where your strong suits are, what things you do really easy and what things are hard, then you can modify this as you go along. You can get lists of exercises to do. They're pretty common, and they almost always don't fit you. Because they're for someone else. They're for someone who's older. They're for someone who's fitter. They're for someone who's younger. They're someone who's got back problems. There's someone who's got knee problems. And all those people need different exercises. They're not the same. So I think the best way to do this is to put it together yourself. Now, you can go meet with people who are experts at doing this. There's folks who are experts in exercise that can consult. And they're great to go to, but now it's costing more money and more time to do. And really, good enough is good enough. And that's what we're looking for here. Good enough. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be good enough. And if you can do 10 minutes worth of exercise, this is going to make your life better. It's a simple but measurable, but definitely you can feel it, way to get your health going in the right direction. Now, let me give you some other ideas about exercises to do in the 10 minutes, because the ones I've told you to do so far altogether equal about 4 minutes. It's taking me a lot longer to talk about it than it would be to actually do it, because it doesn't hardly take up, you know, more than a moment. You know, 20 seconds to go 10 on one way and 20 seconds to go the other way. Well, that's 40 seconds. We're almost through a minute now. So what the nice thing to do at this point, I'd say, would be to do some sort of stretch because you're already laying on the ground. And so you do, I mean, not stretch, but rather a twist. That's the word I needed. I want you to do some sort of twist. And a fairly easy, safe way to twist is to put your arms out while you're laying on the ground, face up. You put your arms out to either side, and then you cross one leg over the other one. And just let your leg fall to the floor. Now, it won't go to the floor, I assure you, because unless you're freakishly flexible. I mean, you know, teenage girls go to the floor, but the rest of us don't. Our knee stays way up in the air. But you should still feel the weight of your leg is going to pull your spine over, and you're going to get a twist. Now, of all the things that we've talked about, the one that's probably the best for you, that's going to give you the greatest benefit, is going to be the twist. Because when you twist your spine, you get a chance to loosen up all those little spaces where the nerves come out, opening them up, just kind of jiggling them a bit, loosening them a bit, and then your spine soaks up a little bit of the moisture that's in your body and gets a little bit longer and opens up those little nerve spaces. They're called facets. And the facets open up a little bit And so you get better blood flow to your nerves that go to your stomach, that go to your chest, that go to your arms, that go to your legs, go to every part of your body that comes out of your spinal cord. All of those open up by doing a twist. It's a pretty simple thing to do. And you do it to one side and then, you know, count to five, I'd say, and then turn to the other side. Same thing, kind of, you know, one, two, like that, all the way to five. And then at that point, you can, you know, flip over, get back up and do some standing poses or some standing warm-up exercises. So the standing ones, you just want to think about your body and what's warm and what isn't. And one of the things that it's pretty simple to do, and you can do this sitting up against a wall, is to do some squats. They don't need to go to the floor. If you're strong in your legs, you can do deep squats. If you're weak in your legs, you do shallow squats. And nice thing about squats is they work the big muscles of your body, and so those get you warmed up. The bigger the muscles that you activate, the faster you get a warm-up from that. And so you do 10 squats with your back up against the wall, because that helps with your balance and it helps with your back alignment. You just have to find a place along the wall where you could stand up against it without hitting a picture frame or a window or a door or something like that. Or even a door is fine. You just shut the door and now you got this little, you know, flat plane to be able to lean up against and go up and down, just as long as somebody doesn't try to walk through the door while you're doing the exercises. But you do 10 of these squats, or partial squats, if you will, and you can move your feet in different positions. If you put your feet like shoulder distance apart, parallel to each other, you work certain kinds of muscles in your pelvis and your back. Now, if you let your legs go wider and you let the toes go out further, kind of in a V, now you're using different muscles altogether. And it's interesting, if you put your feet together parallel, a lot of people will feel stronger in that position and other people will feel weaker. And if you let your feet go out wide, vice versa. Some people feel stronger, some people feel weaker. And so you can kind of figure out who you are on the inside, how your body, you know, is held together by how easy or hard these exercises are. Now, the thing is, you can make them, again, as I said before, you can make them easier, you can make them harder. Be careful to make the appropriate assessment or judgment about how intense they need to be. And if you're not sure, go easy. Start off with easy. Do it easy and see how it feels. And then if it feels good, you can do more, or you can do them more intensely. So if you have a long lever, I mentioned that before. If you have if your arms out long, that's a long lever. It's greater stress. Or if your legs out long, then it's a longer lever, greater stress. You bend your leg or you bend your arm, you shorten the lever, you decrease the stress, and it's easier to do it. This example maybe is not the best one. Let me try to say it in another way that'll get the point across. If you try to do a push-up, those are hard. Push-ups are hard. Now, if you're, you know, an 18-year-old boy, they can bang them out pretty good. But even then, they take some real muscle to do a push-up. Now, that's if you're doing a push-up off your hands and your feet, right, off your toes. Now, if you go on your knees, it's a lot easier because you shorten the lever. Or if you go against the wall, you're just leaning against the wall and you're doing push-ups against the wall, that's a lot easier because you've changed the angle and, in effect, shortened the lever. So it's way better to do 20 or 30 of these easy push-ups than it is to do one or two or three of the hard push-ups. Make them easier and do more, and you'll get more out of it. We don't want to overstress. We just want to stress appropriately. We don't want to understress or overstress. And so you can figure this out as you go along. And so what I suggest you do is set a timer and then set up a series of these exercises more based on just feel. I mean, you could get online and look at stuff or think about exercise classes that you've had or, you know, what. Just pick whatever the things that you like. And you set up and you do a series of these. Just make sure they go the full 10 minutes. And then at the end, you're done. Good. The next day, you just do the same thing. Wake up, bam, do the 10 minutes worth of exercises. And this will make a huge difference in your energy. You'll get warmed up. That's what the purpose of it is to warm you up. And when you're warmed up, it's just everything becomes easier. It's just easier to get the energy to do stuff. Typically what happens is you start thinking, you know, it'd be nice. You know, it'd be really good if we went and did that thing that we were talking about. Because now I think I got some energy today. I feel like good. I feel like I'm ready to go do it. And the chances of you actually going out and doing aerobic exercise goes up immensely because you feel better, because you're warmed up, because your spine is, you know, hydrated and the facets have opened up and the nerves are getting all the nerve signals are coming down the nerves and they've woke you up. They got your body feeling better and working better. And now the chances of you actually doing something, you know, that's fun and, you know, you're getting exercise while you're doing it at the same time goes up immensely. So that most important thing to do is the warm-up. If you do nothing else, do the warm-up. That's what I want you to focus on, doing the warm-up. Now, for some of you, this is like, oh, of course, I'd warm up all the time anyways. So for once you get the warm-up down, then the next best thing to do is to do the aerobic, is actually to go out, get into motion, and stay in motion for a half an hour. Now, that could be walking, it could be riding, it could be skiing, it could be rowing, it could be hopping, jumping, skipping, anything. Seriously, as long as you just stay in motion for at least a half an hour. And then if you want to, you could do more, and more is better. So 40 minutes is better, this is as in more health benefits, than 30 minutes. And 60 minutes is better than 40 minutes. And 2 hours is better than 1 hour. And 3 hours is better than 2 hours. And there's you'd think there's got to be a limit. At some point, there's too much exercise. It's going to be tearing me down. And the answer is, you're right, at about 3 hours. Now, that's a lot of exercise. 3 hours of exercise is really, you're into it. And it's interesting because the part of you that suffers is the heart. Your heart can't handle more than 3 hours worth of exercise without having some sort of breakdown a little bit. You know, a lot of people exercise more than 3 hours and they do just fine. But over the long run, it's a lot of stress on your heart. So 3 hours is where the research shows that the benefit is maximized. Now, that's for your heart. But if you look at your chances of cancer, for example, there is no limit. More exercise is better. I've never seen any research whatsoever that said that there's a point where the exercise is maximized and then you don't really get any more benefit from it. Because every time they look at people doing a lot of exercise compared to people doing more than that, the people who are doing more than that have a better rate of survival. So there's some elements to us that just do better the more exercise you do. Cancer is interesting because cancer, the effectiveness of cancer depends on blood flow. Blood flow is what carries the chemo in. It's what carries the broken down cancer out. For the whole system to work when you're doing cancer treatment, you got to have blood flow. So you increase blood flow, everything runs better. Now, admittedly, the least likely people to exercise on the planet are people who are undergoing chemotherapy because it makes you sick, it makes you feel horrible. But your chances of keeping your energy goes up if you're doing the exercise because the whole chemo works better. And you can actually tolerate the chemo better than if you weren't exercising. So, I mean, common sense has got a rule here. If you're in just, you know, horrible pain and exercise makes it worse, don't do that. I mean, clearly, you don't want to exercise into misery. But short of that, any kind of exercise you can do is going to increase your chance of survival. I've had patients who couldn't exercise, and what I ended up doing is having them buy a rocking chair. And so that way they can rock back and forth, and they can get an increase in their blood flow. And the chances of them surviving goes up measurably by having them sit in a rocking chair. See, any amount of exercise is beneficial. Just you got to get some amount. If you do the warm-up, then the chances of you doing the aerobic part goes up. Everything runs better. So there you go. I basically did a rant today, I realize, on exercise. But I'm sorry. I feel it. I really, really care about y'all. I want you to be healthy. I know you can be just by following these simple instructions. Get a regular routine of exercise in your life. Focus on the warm-up. Once you get the warm-up down, then set up a regular aerobic exercise, and you will be better for it. Your life will be better. So this has been Dr. Scott Looper, Sensible Health Solutions. And I'm here to remind you that solving health problems is a possibility, but taking action is what makes it real.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.